How are you, John?
I'm doing very good, Tony. I've been nest shoveling most of the morning.
Hey, welcome to my world, Mr. Lieutenant Governor. Listen, 28 years at the Capitol, holy cow, has it really been that long?
Well, it doesn't seem like it, but in fact, it has been. But, I've started as a state rep, then a state senator, and then I was fortunate to end up as lieutenant governor. So all added up to 28 years.
All right, let's break a story here on the morning show. What are you going to do next?
Well, actually, I don't have plans. I'm going to head for a beach in January. then I'm going to figure out what I want to do. But at least immediately, I don't have plans. And it's just a chance right now to kind of get caught up after 8 years of being a governor. I got a few things undone. So I catch those up and then make some plans about what I want to do going forward.
Well, what's undone?
Well, there is lots of yard work. A lot of stuff around the house, I've now taken 28 years of accumulated stuff out of my office and put it in my pole barn, so I got to sort through all of that.
Well, two things. Number one, if you're going to the beach, Brittany and I want to come, and you could stow us away with the luggage. And number two, after 28 years of worth of resume material, should you choose to go back to work, I don't think you'll have a hard time finding a job.
No, I'm gonna stay involved. I want to take this moment to catch my breath and figure out what it is exactly I want to do.
All right. Well, let's talk about the last few remaining days of this lame duck legislation. Is any business going to get handled? And if so, what is that?
Well, there are about a dozen or so bills, maybe a few more that are sitting on the calendar because people took off early. I mean, the Senate adjourned before the work was all done, and so they're kind of, these bills are sitting in limbo with immediate effect motions, and if no one comes back and disposes of them, they're just going to die. I mean, their bills have passed both houses, but apparently the Senate was in such a rush to leave that they forgot about this business. So, they're scheduled to come back. In fact, they were in such a rush, they didn't even pass an adjournment resolution, which means they have to come back on the 15th, this Wednesday, and if a quorum shows up, then they can deal with these bills. If not, then there'll be another 14 days before they come back.
Well, it's kind of a catch-22, isn't it? Because you have folks who are saying, well, these bills should be handled by the incoming legislation, but if they could go in and help some folks, they should be tackled now. What are the most important of those bills that you think may see votes?
Well, for me, for one, is there's a bill sitting there that would provide a way to which the Michigan School for the Deaf can go through some significant remodeling at no cost to the state. And that strikes me as an important piece. And if it's not going to be costly to the state, why would we let it hang on the calendar simply because people forgot and left early? I mean, most people are continuing to work in December, at least until Christmas. I mean, the legislature could do the same as well and get its work done. That doesn't even talk about all the bills that they refuse to take up that mean jobs. This Detroit River International Crossing is a big piece. They're talking about 10,000 jobs, and they just simply kick that can over to next year. All the issues surrounding construction on our roads and bridges throughout the state were kicked down the road to next year. But people are out of work, and those kind of bills could put people back to work immediately. And unfortunately, that they just wanted to leave.
Well, that bill for the School of the Deaf repairs, where will that money come from?
Well, what we would ultimately do is that to repair that would cost us X amount of dollars a year. We can sell it to a developer and lease it back for less money than that. And so that's basically what it would be is reducing our costs, but yet getting a new building for those students at the School for the Deaf.
I know that you were pleased that Pure Michigan was able to get some additional funding. You know what I've heard, Lieutenant Governor, and we're talking with John Cherry on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We need a more positive, regular fashion to be able to fund Pure Michigan as opposed to taking up these votes every so often when they need money.
It's crazy. I think it's become political. in the sense that the program was a great success, and for some reason, legislature doesn't want to support success. It doesn't make any sense to me, but that's the way they've operated. And the fact is you can't plan. Michigan, Pure Michigan campaign has been a great success, but they can't make all their purchases for the winter market because of the delay the legislature went through. And the question will be, will money be there for the next summer? It's an important program. Everybody understands that. It brings more money into the state than it costs us. We ought to do it with the regular budget. It's not all that difficult. And, you know, when we have success, let's all get behind it. I don't care if it's a Republican success or a Democratic success. Michigan needs successes now, and this partisanship just needs to kind of, you know, take a back seat for a while so we can get Michigan back on its feet.
Lieutenant Governor, seeing the situation that Barack Obama has reminds me of what has happened here in the state of Michigan, especially over the last 4 years. When you look at Barack Obama, he's trying to deal with extension of unemployment benefits. He's trying to deal with the death tax. He's trying to deal with the extension of the Bush cuts. He seems to have found common ground. And you have the Democrats who are not pleased at all, and you have the Republicans who are complaining. The similar situation with you here and trying to work with the Senate Majority Leader and the House Speaker, you just weren't able to find common ground. It seems like you just can't please everyone, can you?
Well, it goes beyond that, I think, as people are looking for the short-term political benefit at the expense of the long-term public interest. And that seems to be a cultural change that seems to be prevalent both at the federal and the state level. You know, I think it doesn't serve us very well. At some point, we've got to think about our common interest and understand that politics can happen during an election. We all expect it to happen then. That's okay. But in the meantime, people need to focus on the common interest. You can be partisan, you can disagree, but when the time comes to develop a compromise and move a solution forward, then it's time to quit the politics and do what's necessary to protect the public interest.
If I was to play devil's advocate and say that the lieutenant governor is the guy who's got to bring everyone together and sit down and find common ground, and if he fails, the governor's administration will fail, do you think that your challenges were a failure because you weren't able to get as many things done as you would like?
Well, actually, we got a lot done, but we knew at the outset, because the legislature, when the governor took office, was both houses were Republican. We knew that we had to focus on the executive branch as the way of getting things done. And I think we had a great deal of success. And if you look back, given the economic challenges the state had, the fact is that we had 8 straight years of a balanced budget. You know, this will be the first time in my political memory that a governor will provide their successor a balanced budget at the outset. And so, you know, I think we've had successes, but some issues, you know, honestly fell by the wayside because of this extreme partisanship. It's unfortunate, but that seems to be the nature of the times. And I think the voters this year did send a message saying they're tired of it.
You know,
we'll see how well these people listen.
I recently read a piece that talked about Jennifer Granholm's tenure, especially the last 4 years, were a failure from the aspect that even though she was dealt a bad hand with the economy and with the banking and with the real estate markets and with the loss of all the jobs in manufacturing, specifically with the automotive industry, that she didn't react quick enough. And when she did react, it wasn't the right reactions. It wasn't the right things to do to help us recover. What's your take on that?
Well, most of the people levied those criticism were the cause of those problems that she had to face when she took office. But the fact of the matter is that she was right out of the gate advocating for Michigan when the auto crisis hit. She continued to do that. She's diversified this economy. You know, the Pure Michigan has been a great success. Alternative energy has been a great success. Some of the things we're doing in life sciences is creating jobs. There are a lot of successes happening, but you know, they don't offset the major economic problems the auto industry saw. I mean, it's unfortunate that Michigan is so concentrated when times are bad in the auto industry, but when times are good, you benefit from that. But, you know, I think she's done as well as any governor could have done under these circumstances.
All right. Well, Lieutenant Governor, I've got to go because we have a break. We're extending an invitation for you to come into the studio for a half hour, an hour. We're going to have coffee and breakfast here. We don't want to beat you up, but we want to learn what you learned over the last 28 years. So we'll be in touch with you about that.
Sure. Sounds good, Tony.
Thank you so much.
Sure enough.